Welcome to The Reading Room, the Diagnostic Imaging Podcast. I am Jeff Hall, the Senior Editor for Diagnostic Imaging. In our latest podcast episode, we'll be discussing new findings from the NIH-sponsored C-TRACT study examining the impact of endovascular therapy for addressing post-thrombotic syndrome in patients with chronic iliac vein obstruction. I am pleased to be joined on this podcast by Dr. Suresh Vedantham, an interventional radiologist and primary investigator for the aforementioned multicenter study. Dr. Vedantham is a professor of radiology with the Mallinckrodt Institute of Radiology at the Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis. Now let's get to the questions for Dr. Vedantham. Thank you. Can you touch upon the challenges with detection and traditional treatment of post-thrombotic syndrome in patients with deep vein thrombosis?
Absolutely. So there are different types of challenges. The first is general awareness of the condition. Unfortunately, many providers just aren't really tuned into the notion that after a blood clot or after a deep vein thrombosis, that even many months or years after that episode has happened, that the patient may have long-standing aching, swelling, other symptoms and signs in the leg. And that may represent kind of a common thing rather than something that the patient is just kind of complaining about, So one thing is just awareness. The second thing is that, part of the reason why there's not as much awareness is that there haven't been validated treatments. Compression treatments are used and can help with some of the swelling, but in terms of really being shown to be effective in the condition or addressing its root causes, there really haven't been large studies showing that it's effective that way. And so overall, that probably feeds into the lack of awareness in the sense that physicians haven't seen that they have a reason to pay as much attention to it, But then again, the patient is still dealing with their symptoms and limitations and quality of life impairment on a daily basis, And then the third thing is that, part of the cause of post-thrombotic syndrome is blockage of the veins. And that blockage can be in the veins that are down in the leg, or it can be up higher in what we call this iliac vein, which is essentially like the main highway that leads out of a leg. All the veins come together in the groin, and then they flow up through this iliac vein. And when you have a blockage in that area, it's particularly impactful in increasing pressures in the leg veins, and that's what leads to the symptoms and the swelling and the pain and the skin changes that may follow. And because the blockage is located way up high, sometimes patients with blood clots have ultrasounds during follow-up, but they rarely ever have that area looked at, And so that is kind of a diagnostic challenge. And imaging tests such as CT scanning or MR venography can detect many of the blockages. Oftentimes, though, it helps to put a catheter in and use intravascular ultrasound, which is actually very good at detecting the blockages, but it requires the patient undergoing that procedure, So those are kind of the three elements of the challenges I see.
And in regard to the minimally invasive stent therapy utilized in the C-TRACT trial, how long have you been performing this treatment?
I have personally been doing it for, 27 years, really, and a long time. Yeah, I mean, this type of treatment developed and was used very selectively and sporadically back in the 1990s. The use has grown a bit, and especially in the last probably 5 to 7 years, there have finally been devices that have been approved by the FDA for the specific indication of treating the iliac vein and people who have these kinds of symptoms. And so, especially over the last, in recent years, the use has increased a bit. But nevertheless, there's still a large population of patients out there that don't even really, no one's ever even put a name to what they're dealing with, And they don't really even know what they've got or the fact that maybe it could be addressed,
And what kind of results did you see in the C-TRACT study with respect to reducing the severity of PTS with minimally invasive stent therapy?
Well, we were pleased to see that endovascular therapy worked quite well. So again, patients were kind of randomly assigned to either have the procedure or not. All the patients got kind of standard treatment otherwise, and they were followed. And then the person that examined their legs at 6 months didn't know if they had received a stent or not. So we really did what we could to minimize bias in the study. So it was kind of very carefully done. And in that study, we found that patients who had been stented had significantly reduced severity of their post-thrombotic syndrome. They also had significantly improved health-related quality of life. That includes both one measure that focused on venous symptoms and the impact of vein symptoms on quality of life, and the other one that focused on just overall well-being. In both of those measures, there were pretty significant quality of life improvements, and the size of the differences were pretty large, actually. They were clearly in the very kind of clinically important range, So this really demonstrates that the procedure reduces the kind of life interference that people experience from this condition.
These results were also drawn from a fairly diverse cohort. Can you talk about the significance of this?
So there have been a couple previous trials that have looked at the use of stenting for iliac veins in patients with mixed venous disease. Some of them had post-thrombotic syndrome, some of them had other causes of blockage in their veins. And they were done in, one was done in Brazil, one was done in Europe. And those studies suggested that there were benefits. This study, the CTRAC trial, is much larger. It's 225 patients. And again, the demographics that, of the patients that were enrolled really more or less mimic the US population demographics, in terms of gender, race, ethnicity. Patients were enrolled in both private as well as academic hospitals, community hospitals, and academic centers, large and small, really. And so we do feel that overall, CTRAC adds to the data that was there, but in itself, I think it supports generalization and applicability of the findings to clinical practice better than other studies.
And is there anything else you wanted to add about the study?
Well, I think that, it was, one is that it was, conducted by a very broad range of experts across different specialties in the US and funded by NIH. And then the second is that I think that in addition to demonstrating that an imaging-guided procedure works and helps this population, hopefully it will increase awareness of the condition so that more patients are managed in general. And then I think in terms of future directions, I do think that additional research down this pathway of the open vein hypothesis, in other words, let's find even better ways to open veins and even better ways to kind of keep them open over time, both in terms of devices, drugs, or other, and hopefully make a dent in this condition.
I'd like to thank Dr. Vedanatham for sharing his insights on this topic. I would also like to thank the listeners for joining us in the Reading Room, the Diagnostic Imaging Podcast. As always, visit diagnosticimaging.com for the latest news and perspectives in radiology.